Live. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with myself, Stephanie.
And Brian Sovereign.
And Mark.
Mark, you're sounding a little low. I'm going to turn you up a little bit. It's that winter cold season, you know. So anyway, gentlemen, I'm glad that you're here with me tonight, and we are going to have a really fun time on the show tonight. Got a lot of things to talk about. Of course, I would like to remind our listeners that Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. That's one of the things that makes us different from most other talk radio shows that you might be hearing on the airwaves.
Yeah, most of the time, if you don't call in and talk about what they want to talk about, you're not going to make it on. And most of the time, when you do call in to talk about what they want to talk about, you're not going to make it on.
Yeah,
exactly. So Free Talk Live is different than that, and if you want to get in touch with us tonight and bring up anything that's on your mind, you can call us at 855-450-FREE. We make a little word for you, so it's easy to remember our number, but if you like numbers instead of letters, you can call 855-450-3733. That is our phone number tonight. And, gentlemen, I think we're going to start off by just launching right into the calls. We've got someone on the line right now. Pizza Guy is listening in Fargo, North Dakota. Pizza Guy?
Yeah. I'm familiar with the New England Skeptic Society. I mean,
yeah, just a little bit. What was on your mind about them?
Well, I've called about this a couple times in the past. I've always felt that there's room for love between the Skeptic Society and the Libertarian or Freedom Movement.
You know, oh yeah.
I've always felt that, like, the state is just an ad populum, ad antiquitum. Outrageous claim asking for outrageous actions with no evidence. And, you know, I would love, because they never talk politics. They refuse, like, on their show to talk politics. I would just love to hear some kind a skeptic, but they are good skeptics when it comes to scientific claims. I would just love to hear their defense under the fire of somebody educated like yourselves. And Brian Sovereign also sounds, you know, as a tech guy, like you guys might be into the skeptics movement. And I have to make a delivery. I really wanted to know, and I'll take it off air and listen to it tomorrow probably.
All right, thanks. Thanks for the call, Pizza Guy. We'll talk to you. Thanks for the question. I am interested in the skeptic movement. I've been an atheist as long as I've been a libertarian, which is more than a decade. And, I think that there is room for love between the two. After all, the state is pretty much, it has a lot of elements of just a religious belief system. You know, they have their idols that they worship and their prayers that they say, i.e. the flags and the Pledge of Allegiance and the ceremony, you know, judges dressed up in cloaks and all that. And there's not much, not much logic to back it, either the state or religion.
A lot of atheist voluntarists, people who do the whole no gods, no kings thing. And I can totally get along with that individual. I am not an atheist. I don't think that I'm ever going to be. I have been in my life, but just I don't have the mind for that.
You don't have the mind?
I really do believe that people are, that they're born atheists. They're born skeptical. That it's, that they sit on an edge of the bell curve. And I think I'm close to that edge, but I just don't think I'm there.
Oh, so you think that some people are more credulous or more disposed to believe in things like mysticism or religion?
I think that there was a study, and I thought it was interesting. It was called Super Sense. It was a book, and it was written by a skeptic, an atheist. And his claim was that basically you can test these things and find out where people sit on this bell curve. And that, some people put lots and lots of things together and come to conclusions, and we call those people schizophrenics. And that they, there's a helicopter, it's following me, right? So, they get a little bit of evidence, and then most of us have some, see connections between things and say they're all one or whatever it is that we come up with and, tell the stories that we come up with. And then on the other end of it...
That tends to happen the more drugs someone does, too.
It could be. I don't know.
For an example.
I have recently heard there was gay scientists that discovered the Christian gene, and they're doing their best to eliminate that?
That's not a spoof, is it?
No, it is a spoof. There is a video.
But it is,
It's funny that somebody would want to eliminate they're just kind of turning it around.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of Christian scientists that want to eliminate the gay gene, there's gay scientists who want to eliminate the Christian gene. And I think that's amusing. But then sort of on the other side of the scale, people who put everything together and it's all about them, there are people that put little together and it's not about them. So, I mean, those people I think we could reasonably call the skeptics of the world. And, you know, I don't think I fit into the category, but I can live with it because at least I understand. What I can't live with is the people that, claim to be skeptics, but don't, and, you know, aren't skeptical
about the state.
They just don't, they won't sit there and they won't, will not spend any time talking about those things. They want to, talk about beliefs and stuff like that.
To be fair though, just as there are different types of people within that you might see, for instance, going to Pork Fest or a Liberty Movement,
the Porcupine Freedom Festival
kind of event. If you go to, some skeptic conference like WhatDam or something, you're going to find different kinds of skeptics. Like, there are some that are libertarians. There are some that are liberal status.
Right. And I could not put up with that at all. I mean, it wouldn't make any
sense. Probably few Republican skeptics. But, it's going to be one of those two. I imagine Republican skeptics are probably a rare breed. Maybe like the log cabin Republicans, But I'm sure they have to be out there, right? Like, they must be. But I do see it as sort of a contradiction, right, when someone is a skeptic in some areas of their life but is not maybe willing or able to question the state.
Maybe what you mean is a socially conservative skeptic is what you're saying, that there are a few socially conservative skeptics because that doesn't really necessarily hold up to logic.
Conservatism stems from religion, right, so mm-hmm. You'd think it would be unlikely that a skeptic would hold socially conservative views, like about homosexuality or sex in general or something, right?
But one could say that if one conducts oneself in a socially conservative fashion, that one's life will likely be better, and therefore...
What? No.
You can't say that?
I disagree with that statement.
Okay, well,
life will likely be better if one is repressed about sex and sexuality and closeted.
No, I didn't say repressed. I said if one conducts oneself in that fashion, if that's how you choose, if you choose to live sort of a Midland.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, well, let me try to explain it to you.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
I will go right ahead. Look, I'm not going to have, am I going to have an easier life or a harder life being gay?
It depends where you live.
I'm just talking by and large. The fact is I'll have an easier life being straight.
By and large, yeah, easier to be
I'm
straight.
I'm going to have an easier life if I have fewer sex partners.
Okay, no, hold on a second. You might think that you would have an easier life being straight. But if you're gay and you try to suppress
it. I'm trying to explain to you that
it's not gonna be easier.
Society metes out consequences to people for their behavior. If I were to walk around with a blue mohawk, that would have consequences, would it not?
Some of them might be positive, right?
The positive consequences would be from people who have nothing to give. The negative consequences.
Maybe you'd meet some friends who like the same music as you. Maybe you would be
like that music.
Expressing your inner
mohawk. You're defending. You're not listening. I'm telling you, you're gonna likely, if you're just sort of an ordinary individual, have a better life if you conduct yourself in sort of the way that society isn't going to punish. And if society wants to punish those things,
but
it absolutely will.
That's not a choice for some people, though. Some people are so gay that they can't closet themselves. They're not going to have a better life if they're closeted,
though.
Where
was this conversation?
You said your life is going to be so much easier if you're straight.
Okay, but I think...
It sounds like you're making an argument for conforming to everything that society is, approves of just because it's easier, and I don't think it's easier in the long run.
Okay, but I think the really harder life is to have the belief in a sky daddy or in some kind of supernatural force that can instantly change the laws of physics and the laws of nature at his, her, whatever, whim. And so essentially you walk down the street And then, you know, suddenly, literally, the earth could just come out from under you. Now, that's a hard way to live, and that's where I support the skeptics.
Praying
because,
to get that to not happen, right?
Right, and I couldn't walk down the street if I believed that way.
Well, mostly, you'd be trying to interpret what bad things have happened in the past and try to say, you know, what does God want or not want from me because this thing happened or that
thing
happened.
Better get started on that human sacrifice there, guys.
Ultimately, it could lead to that, right?
It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
In Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We were just conversing about how Mark is a shell of a man.
I'm a build-your-own-man hobby kit.
That's right. kind of continuing some of that discussion about skepticism during the break, and I think we'll there'll be a chance to let you all in on it as sooner rather than later. But meanwhile, if you'd like to call Free Talk Live tonight, you can get in touch with us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. That is the phone number. And if you're looking for easy ways to find all the listening venues for Free Talk Live, you can access all of them right in one convenient page. It's listen.freetalklive.com. Also a good place to send people if your friends are, for instance, listening, wondering where they can tune in to hear your call or to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live as it's happening. You'll find the live streams, radio affiliates, the satellite listening options, our webcam where you can chat with other listeners, and the listen lines, all at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, lots of people looking for ammunition right now. ManVentureOutpost.com has the name brands on what you want and the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and much more. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I think we're going to go right back into the phones. We do have some other callers on the line. Let's talk to Jared in Detroit. Jared?
Hey, Stephanie, Brian, Mark. Hey, I had two quick things. It was about people moving for the Free State Project, and then it was about the whole Cynthia Chase and Rush Limbaugh comment thing. But my question, the first one was, for people moving for the Free State, I've seen Dave Ridley, and he's always had these videos like people moving from Mass or, Florida or anywhere. But you guys have mentioned that people have moved from overseas, and I'm just curious to know what places that people move from and what are their views as an outsider to the whole country instead of just an outsider to the state. Like, what kind of things do they bring to the table? What's their view? What things shock them? Like, it's kind of an open-ended question. I'm just curious.
Well, actually, that's the kind of thing that would probably be best asked of them, and I think we can pull off an interview or two, maybe at the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up in June.
I'll
keep an eye out for some people that have gone from a long distance, but I can tell you where some people have come from. Mm-hmm. People have come from Israel, Eastern Europe,
Canada.
Yeah, certainly some Canadians, that kind of
Panama.
Thing.
Panama was supposed to be a libertarian paradise, but there was a person that I knew who moved to Panama, like was a U.S. citizen, expatriated to Panama before hearing about the Free State Project, then came back to the U.S. because of the Free State Project. So, and I'm sure there are more that we're missing too, Jared. It's hard to keep track of there are like 1,100 people who have moved here.
New Zealand comes to mind too.
Oh, yeah.
A couple from New Zealand.
Yeah. So it's hard to keep track of everybody, but
I'm sure it is.
Definitely out there. As far as what they bring to the table, I mean, I always enjoy talking with people who have lived in different parts of the world. It can kind of give you a fresh perspective on the things that we take for granted, living in the U.S., some of the freedoms that we have or don't have, like when someone says they live in Israel, right, and there's this mandatory military service for 2 years of your life. Everybody has to... Yeah. And, just some of the, when you walk around, sometimes not feeling safe in certain areas, it kind of makes you think. And also people who have lived around the world tend to be, just interesting. I think they have different experiences.
Different stuff.
I learned about a lot about
interesting
currency controls in South America from talking to the guy from Panama and some other friends I have who are actually touring South America right now. I used to be kind of the opinion that South America is a haven for Americans who want to expatriate and they can go live, really cheaply in certain parts of South America.
That's basically Central America there, mm-hmm. Panama and stuff.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
I think Central America more so because you can actually drive there if you have to. But once you get to Panama, can't really drive after that.
Right.
Yeah. The other thing about Cynthia Chase and the whole Rush Limbaugh thing is...
Right, hold on before you go on. I've got to set that up. So Cynthia Chase is a representative, a state representative here in New Hampshire. She said something to the effect of Free State Project members, which all three of us on the air here are the biggest threat to New Hampshire, or some superlative like that. Rush Limbaugh.
And that they need to restrict, they can't stop Free Staters from moving to New Hampshire, but they can make New Hampshire basically unattractive to people who like liberty by passing draconian kinds of laws.
That was her claim. Now, Rush Limbaugh basically pointed all this stuff out without mentioning the Free State Project by name. She called Free State, he called Free State Project members conservatives of sorts, and you know, this kind of thing. So I think I've set it up. Go ahead.
Because I used to live in Rhode Island until about probably 10 years ago or so, give or take a couple of years. And there used to be a guy on the radio in Boston. I can't believe I used to listen to him. But he used to call himself a libertarian. But the guy was a complete racist and a complete statist.
Who was it?
That he wanted. Jay Severin.
Jay Severin? Okay.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
And I think he's still on. He got fired. Then he was on some AM station that he used to make fun of, and then he changed his tune once they hired him. But when the Free State Project first went on, Craig Benson was the governor in Concord, and
right.
He viewed it the same way, too. He's like, oh, great, we're going to get all these conservatives and strengthen the Republican Party. So in that aspect, it's nothing new. But I find it ironic that Cynthia Chase is from Rhode Island. I mean, Rhode Island is... gotta be the most corrupt place. I mean, I have so many stories about that place.
It was left out of
the Senate.
It was left out of the Free State Project. I'm sorry. It was left out of the Free State Project because of corruption.
You mean when they chose the state to move to? Yeah.
Of choice.
Cynthia moved here when Ian did, too. She moved here the same time that you guys did. So.
But it's just worse than you can think of. I mean, like, one really quick example is, at the time, Providence had a mayor who was a convicted felon, and the charter of the city of Providence said that you could not be employed, work for, serve, fill in the blank, for the city of Providence if you're convicted of a felony. They had to amend that for the mayor. So you can't pick up trash in Providence if you're a felon, but you can be mayor. And that was Buddy Cianci. One of his two felonies was caught a guy sleeping with his wife. His bodyguards held him down. He put a cigar out on his face and then peed on him. And Rhode Islanders still continued to vote for him. And he's got his own talk radio show now. And he makes his own sauce. I know. Rhode Island is so far gone, and it's so sad. I mean, I go back there every year, meet once, twice if I can, and it's just so sad to see that place has gone to hell.
What about, you're from Detroit, right? So, I mean, what do you think about living there?
That's another place that's far gone, but, I mean, I live outside of the city, but, I mean, people know a major city, so I'm not going to say what quote-unquote town I'm from, you know, but,
yeah.
It is as bad as people say. I think we talked about that a year ago, Stephanie.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's not, I mean, it really is a place that it's just not, it's, you know, you look at that city and you think of a place that used to have a lot of great people. Charles Lindbergh is from there. I mean, these great pioneers. And if you look at what the city, you know, has turned into now, I mean, it's just really sad to see a place, you know, successfully reached third world status. In fact, I read on Drudge Report today, some lady, her car was stolen or something or other, and she found it, and there was a gun under the seat, and she called the police, and they're like, yeah, call back at 8 o'clock a.m. We're busy right now.
Oh, wow.
It's unbelievable.
Jared, thanks for calling us tonight. This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday show. Call us at 855-450-FREE with your comments, 855-450-3733. Tell us what you think of where you live and the Free State Project.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Glad to be joining you tonight on this lovely Sunday evening. Go to our website, which is freetalklive.com, and there you'll find a unique feature. Not a lot of other websites have this. You can submit stories at freetalklive.com. There's a link right at the top of the page. I think you have to sign up and make an account, but you can send in stories that you might like to see talked about on Free Talk Live or that you just think are interesting and want a venue to share them on. Other people will vote them up or vote them down, and the most popular stories will make it to the top of the page, which is constantly changing and evolving, and a lot of times we check that for show prep. So it's a good way to get your stories, your favorite stories, in front of a lot of different eyes.
We did, in fact, check it for show prep this evening. We were talking about the Free State Project in the last segment. Wanted to tell everybody what that is. The website is freestateproject.org, and the idea is to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move to one state. After we got to 5,000 signers, they picked between 10 states. The state that won overwhelmingly was New Hampshire. New Hampshire, you know, there's 101 reasons to pick New Hampshire is on the website. You can go there and take a look at it at freestateproject.org. And if you believe that, people should be able to do what they want so long as they don't harm other people or commit fraud against other people, then maybe the Free State Project's for you. Go get signed up at freestateproject.org.
All right. Well, you can call Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. if you're listening to us live tonight on Sunday evening. And we do have a phone call on the line. Let's go talk to Jay in Texas. Jay?
Hi, guys, and Stephanie.
Hi.
Thanks a lot for taking the call.
Thank you, and thank you for acknowledging me as not being a guy.
I just want to thank you guys for sure. I mean, thank you very much for your efforts and everything you're doing. I've been like Alex Jones listener for about six years or so, and I'm like, I'm one of those kind of holy rollers with the message. And I mean, I'm just kind of real crazy. I have a band and stuff, and I'm really about putting this out there.
What is this?
This kind of. I mean, everything, the whole freedom part. I mean, the whole government.
You're out there in Texas, so do you actually like get together with Alex Jones people? I'm always curious if there's like a community for that.
Usually where I go is Brave New Books. I go there, been there a few times, and that's where I got a little bit more information. I listen to Rule of Law over here, and I kind of talk with people there. I've seen some really good shows. Actually, I've seen the Youngevity people down there. And
they are like an advertiser on Alex Jones, I believe. Anyway, so that's enough promotion of Alex Jones. But tell us what you wanted. You had something, a story about traffic tickets or fighting traffic tickets?
Yes. I've been wanting to get – there's a friend of mine that I told him I'd help him out with his tickets, and I also have some of my own, but his are more serious. I'm a realtor out here, and he's one of like my realtor buddies, and he's got some traffic tickets that he's pled guilty to. He's got about 15 or so tickets, and he doesn't want to pay them. He has the money to pay them. He drives a Porsche. He's an older guy, but he's into the freedom stuff. Like, he helps people get out of foreclosure and stuff. So he's a good guy. I want to help him out. I want to help my friends out and everyone. So I'm basically trying to figure out how to fight the system. I've gotten into abatement. I've heard about abatement, and I got some paperwork on that and sent it in, but it didn't seem to work. They're just not responding. They're kind of ignoring.
I'm kind of the opinion that there is no magic that can be worked with the court.
Yeah.
If there is magic, they're not going to let you work it. There's this game that goes on in court, and you need to know the basic rules of it. And I think that you can learn those rules through a course called HowToWinInCourt.com. But
by the way, they're an advertiser, right?
It's an advertiser of the show.
And Texas is particularly brutal as far as their legal system goes. Is that inaccurate to say?
Yes, I heard Williamstown. That's one of the people that that's one of the counties I'm going against. I hear they're one of the worst, and one of the worst in the country. And I've seen you all's videos. I've seen your videos, Mark and Ian, and I thought they were amazing. That's all I've been watching these past couple of days.
I would have to suggest, like, the three of us here are not, like, this is not our particular area of expertise or interest, is like, you know, fighting within the court system or trying to take things to trial. But if you call back any other of the other six nights of the week, you can talk to Ian, and he may have some advice for you or some stuff to say. Personally, I mean, my take on it is like, there are lots of people out there who are kind of saying, well, if you just follow my strategy, you can win in court. And they all have various things to do. Some of it has to do with, like, you know, crossing the bar or the UCC with, like, driving things. And, you know, we're probably going to get calls on this now, but my opinion is that if that stuff works, it's because the judge is getting so annoyed that he just doesn't want to, or she just doesn't want to deal with the person that's in court, and so that sometimes they'll dismiss the tickets that way. But it's not 100% every time. It doesn't always work. And if you want to try that strategy, I think it's a good thing to be prepared for, and, you know, willing to accept the possibility that you might be going to jail, you know, and you might not win, right?
A lot of what I've seen, like the abatement thing, was all about, you know, you can send it in and you don't have to go to court. I've got a friend that done like one piece of paper, dismiss, motion dismiss, and that's worked really well when he shows up on time to court with the people he represents, or goes with. And, but now, I mean, this other way though, of not going in front of the judge and trying to get it all around that's really hard, and they can just ignore it. I'm figuring out, like you're saying, that this is kind of more of an art, really. It's different.
It doesn't seem to have consistent results. That's the only thing with me. It's hard to interpret, you know, whether it, quote, works or not, because some people have success with it, some people don't, and not everybody documents their attempts or their successes and failures, and so I don't honestly know whether it, quote, works or not, or whether it would work in your area.
And make sure, Jay, you know, if you, like you said, you know, your buddy has, like, the money to pay for the stuff or whichever. Now, when you, especially when you're new to Liberty and you want to spread the message and everything, it's very exciting, and you know, you want to act on your principles and all that. Just make sure you pay attention to the amount of time it takes to figure this stuff out, and in doing it itself, and make sure that, you know, just ask yourself, is this the most efficient thing I can do for Liberty within the time frame as compared, because money, you can get more money, you know, that's not difficult, but time is completely irreplaceable. So just something to bear in mind.
Yeah, if you spend 2 months doing the research and you would have had to pay a $50 fine, is that really worth it?
Right,
the time,
it's not
right?
A dissuasion, but it's something to consider.
I like that advice. Anyway, Jay, okay. Have we answered your...
I totally get you.
Have we given you a satisfactory answer?
It's great talking to you, and I mean, now I see, like, kind of what I was thinking, that it's just kind of, it's going to be like that if it works, and there's no one...
Sure. Cool. Well, good luck to your friend, Jay. Thank you for calling us tonight. Appreciate your call. And by the way, if he wants to, I mean, I'd be curious what Ian has to say about this, you know, because he has so much experience dealing with the court system.
I think
albeit
if there's a
trick
that works, then everybody would use that trick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Jay, I should have asked him this, but I wonder if he's even able to film the court proceedings in his area, if that's something that would be allowed. Because it's not in every place, right?
Yeah,
it should be allowed. Public trial, right? It's public business or whatever.
I wish you could film them, but in a lot of cases, you just can't.
Yeah. So, okay, Mark, by the way, 855-450-FREE, that's our phone number, 855-450-3733. Call and talk to us about anything that's on your mind. But, Mark, you know, you had some more thoughts on the subject that was brought up by Pizza Guy, very first call of the show. He wanted to talk about, you know, can this marriage be saved, skeptics and libertarians,
mm-hmm.
and why isn't there more overlap between the two? And you had some...
I think there's a lot.
There is a significant amount. And so you had
what
some
I was trying to say was in that circumstance, and I was trying to say that society tends to reward conformity and punish nonconformity.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were talking about how you think it's easier to live your life as a social conservative.
Right, and
then as a what social liberal or
I don't know whatever it is that you know you could sort of marginally do. Now I don't think that if one is a person who must wear a showgirl's outfit and roller skate down Main Street, like that's what's truly in your soul. There's nothing you can do and not do that. But I don't think that that's kind of the behavior. That's the kind of behavior that the normal person would behave. Would
what about being gay?
I don't think you can turn that around.
Right, but are you comparing being gay to wearing a showgirl's outfit?
Some gay people wear showgirl's outfits.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, 4-7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're happy to be with you tonight. Our number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. That is how you can get in touch with us every single day of the week, because Free Talk Live is actually a daily show. Mark, I was driving on the highway before I came here to the studio, and I passed by a building that was like the headquarters of a newspaper in some city.
Okay.
And it said, this newspaper is Sunday and daily. And I was thinking, well, isn't that a little redundant? Like, Sunday's not a day or something? So Free Talk Live is a daily show, including Sunday.
That's right.
And we are not going to be redundantly saying it. Like
one of the very few shows out there on the radio that has 7 days a week. But we deliver it to you.
Exactly. So, and also our archives are available for free, which is another great deal. You know, you get all this stuff for free from Free Talk Live, tons of content. We always appreciate when you share it, but, you know, just by listening, you're doing us a favor. So you can go to archives.freetalklive.com, get all these old archives of Free Talk Live going back to late 2006, plus the very first two seasons of Free Talk Live ever. There are some
links BitTorrent, right?
To torrent files. Yeah, you'll have to download those, you know, via the torrents. But in any case, you can get lots of content over there, archives.freetalklive.com. There's also the Free Talk Live SoundCloud page, where you're going to see the most recent ones up at the top of the feed, and you can access a lot of other content there as well. So, and you can also get the Mark's Edgington post on Free Talk Live SoundCloud page.
That's right.
SoundCloud.com/FreeTalkLive.
Lots of free audio for you.
Yeah, tons of it. More than I can really even describe in a timely manner. So anyway, Mark, so we had started to get into a very heated discussion. The pizza guy called in about skepticism and libertarianism. You made the comment that you think it's easier for someone to live their life, conduct themselves as a social conservative, whatever that means. I guess that means going back to a time in the past when culture was very restrictive. And
so let me flesh that out just a little bit.
Okay.
I believe that it's easier to live your life as a social conservative would accept. Let me give you an example in my life. When I got hired as a salesperson at the radio stations I worked at in Sarasota, Florida, Clear Channel, the boss there, this guy who's like in his early 60s, I think at the time, maybe mid 60s, I don't know. He said, you know, we don't have any rules on facial hair here, but I have a rule for myself, and that is, how would I feel about being operated?
Shave that damn beard, son.
Right. How would I feel about being operated on by a guy with a beard? And this is an old-timey kind of holdback. And if you'll take a look, there hasn't been a president elected with facial hair for like 9 decades. I think Theodore Roosevelt was the last one who had any kind of, maybe Taft, I don't know. But it's been a long time since somebody's been elected with facial hair. It's just that, you know, it's for whatever reason not the thing that you're going to get elected in. And they work very hard on who's going to get what these presidential candidates wear and what positions and why. And I'm only saying that there are consequences.
I bet that people who are trying to get a presidential candidate elected work really hard to cater to the old people and all their stereotypical notions of how people should look. But
who
does that mean you and I should live our lives, you know, going out of our way, tripping over ourselves to cater to the old people?
I don't
want to live my life that way.
I said easier, not you should, right?
I think if this was Saudi Arabia, I would be recommending people. I mean, you can't even use roads there if you're not Muslim.
So, you can't drive if you're a woman either.
Right. I think your life would be easier, but would I ever say to somebody, you know, don't be you? No, of course I wouldn't say. I don't think Mark would either. But is the point, I mean, like I said, if this was Saudi Arabia, I think it'd probably be easier to follow social mores.
Well, we have our own social mores here. And if you step
certainly
outside,
Mark would like it to be like Saudi Arabia.
I don't want that. I'm not suggesting this, Stephanie. I'm only saying, look, if you want to act a certain way, there will be consequences. You know, I mean, in a world where there were no consequences for actions, I might dress completely different. I might not take a shower.
Are you implying that it's like those consequences are just and right?
No, I'm only claiming that they exist. That's that. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to go to a job interview, my face is going to be shaven. My hair is going to be cut. I'm going to smell nice, or at least clean. Mm-hmm. And that's because I understand that this is the very best way to present oneself, or a date or whatever. Not that I'm doing a lot of dating these days with my wife and everything. But, you're going to present yourself in a certain fashion. If you wish to present yourself in a different fashion, that's fine. I'm not saying if you're gay, you should be straight. It's easier. I'm suggesting that society has consequences for stepping outside every little area that you step outside of the norm. You know, different opinions, different looks, these kind of things. It's going to not be particularly great for you. Maybe you'll live an exciting life if you're a rock star.
Thanks for clearing that up, because I just got the impression that you were implying an ought there, like it ought to be this way because society looks down upon gay people or whatever, you know, people who look different than, you know, an older gentleman would dress, right? Then it ought to be that way, and that's perfectly good. It's just the natural consequence of the universe telling people the way that they should be. And I'm sorry, but I don't accept that. And, you know, it's just because society is prudish or socially conservative doesn't mean that it's very easy for somebody who naturally wants to be that way, mm-hmm. who conforms to gender roles, who is perfectly straight,
sure.
who is, you know, likes to dress conservatively. It's very easy for that person to go along in life. They probably never have to think about, you know, the pain of wanting to be a certain way and society tells them no. But for some people, not everybody is like that, right? Not everybody is straight. Not everybody conforms to gender norms perfectly, right?
Mm-mm.
And so for those people, it can be tough, and I don't think that, you know, far be it from me to try to pressure them to conform to those things, right? I'm about individualism and nonconformity, right? And if somebody feels differently than culture is telling them they should be, you know, let them be free.
Everybody steps out of these norms, the moray rules. I mean, everybody steps out. But I just want people to understand when you step out that, and I thought I was making an obvious statement here, and we've gone on with it for quite some time, but when you step out, in whatever way you step out, when I step out and I make, you know, statements about, you know, the monopolistic organization calling itself the state, when I make those statements, I know that there are likely to be consequences.
And again, if you refrain from stepping outside of those social mores because you're afraid of the consequences, they are never going to change. They'll be perpetuated.
But I am not the crusader for everything out there. I'm not going to grow a mustache because I want people with mustaches to be treated the same way people who don't have mustaches have. I'm only going
to
do the things that are important to me.
Sure. So if something's important to someone, I mean, I think it's really important. Like, I am glad that gay people came out, you know. I'm glad that they risked their lives. They did. They had to risk their lives.
Yep.
Back in the 1960s, 70s, 50s, like, they could face death for being who they were. And something inside of them was so strong telling them to go against culture and against everything that they were taught and brutal punishments from other people, that they kept on going with it, and I'm really glad that they did. So today I can kiss a woman, and it's fine, you know, for the most part.
Right on. You know, I'm curious, though, Mark. I mean, do you feel that the social mores, they exist, do they exist out of an efficiency, or are they good ever?
I don't really know the answer to this. I don't spend a lot of time sitting around and thinking about these things. I'm the rat in the maze trying to find the quickest route to the cheese.
Right.
And I would say that probably people are using them as shortcuts to ways to relate to other people. You know, does this person share my values in this area or that area? And that, you know, they should be able to tell by looking at you if that's the case. I think that people here in Keene, New Hampshire, because I drive a Prius and, you know, I have a certain haircut and look a certain way, that they can just decide, here's a liberal, and I'm going to tell him the liberal things that I think, and he's going to share my values in this way. And, you know, this isn't a true statement, but it does allow me to know what these folks are thinking in these particular instances.
Sort of keep you down, though? You know, to let people just go on believing that you're a liberal?
I don't necessarily let them go on believing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when they use the shorthand that's out there,
right,
and that's what these things are, is shorthand, you know, I have a Prius for a different reason than probably every other liberal in Keene, New Hampshire has a Prius. So, you know, I just think it's short. I think it's shortcuts, I guess. Maybe
I think
it's an efficiency thing.
Interrupted Brian saying something.
Well, no, I mean, I'm kind of at odds with this sort of thing too. I don't have a quick answer. Like, one problem I have with the bulk of the liberty.
For the record, that Brian wants to destroy Christian morals and values and turn the world into a giant Roman bath.
This is true.
He admits it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just kidding, Brian. No, that's great.
Well, I mean, that's something I was talking about, social mores. I had to pretend to be a Christian for years, and that was, I mean, I did it. It made it easier. I didn't have to deal with people yelling at me and things like that. But eventually, I got to a point where I had to act on my principles. And I was like, no, I'm not this anymore.
Right.
Otherwise, I would have went mad.
You know, government is just one of the few social norms I've questioned, and I think a lot of them deserve questioning. It's Free Talk Live. Tell us about the social norms you've broken. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.